There'd been quite a lot of artillery fire throughout the day, and it was gradually getting heavier as the evening went on.
Photojournalist Chris Nunn, who was in Avdiivka when fighting escalated earlier this month between the Ukrainian army, which controls the city, and Russian-backed separatists.
We'd been in touch with a friend of a friend, Elena. We'd spent some time with her during the day already, and then we were going to stay there overnight in her apartment. We were all just about to go to bed, and throughout the evening I'd been making audio recordings to kind of show people how people lived. And I went back into the bedroom to switch on my microphone, and Lena went into the kitchen, and then that's when the shell just hit right outside the kitchen. I remember like the whistle and the explosion, and I remember everything going yellow, this bright light. And then the next thing I knew was at the back of the room. I remember just checking to see if I had arms and legs and hands, and I was trying to check my face, but I was bleeding from somewhere on my head, and you know, there was like blood dripping all over the place. So this is a piece of plastic from the destroyed window that was taken out of my eye. This looks like a tiny speck of plastic here, but it's definitely not what you want in your eye.
Chris, count your finger, okay?
Can't see it.
Chris's vision in his left eye is still blurred.
I can see you waving your hand like this.
All right.
But it's coming back.
Okay, we can see the plastic.
Dr. Valery Serdyuk took the plastic out and rebuilt the eye.
And that's the picture after.
Yes.
The fact Chris was within hours at the region's specialist eye hospital in the city of Dnipro made a big difference.
If we had lost time, there would have been a 99% chance of him losing his sight completely. That's why we had to do the work in the first hours. We managed to extract the plastic and restore his retina. By the morning, Chris was able to count my fingers.
Elena, who Chris had been visiting, was killed by the blast. The morning after, we met Elena's grief-stricken family outside her apartment.
We've come to the house of a young woman who was killed in shelling last night. We've met her mother, Valentina. You can hear her. She's in complete state of shock. A mother killed in her ground floor flat by shelling. And you can hear the shelling in the background as we witness this distressing scene.
Chris's Ukrainian colleague, Vova, was also there.
When I sleep, all these pictures, I see it again and again, and it's just hard. And I think, because Yelena, when we're sitting in the kitchen, she was showing, on her phone, pictures of her 9-year-old son. Cool boy, she's showing photos, how they play together.
Yelena's son is called Vladik.
I actually saw Vladik's mom dying. And I have a daughter also, and when we feel better with Chris, we will go visit them and speak how we can help her son. But I think it's important.
These are photos you took.
Yeah, these are just some selfies that we took.
Three beaming faces in one of the last pictures taken of Elena alive.
It just makes you really understand the fragility of life out there, that things can just happen just like that. What happened was just an example of civilians being killed there. All the time, you know, it's terrible.
Chris and Vova are now raising money to help Elena's family, and in particular, Vladik, her 9-year-old son.